All right. Good morning. Thank you very much for coming and for coming throughout Maseches Bechoros. And now we merit to get to the final Amud here in Maseches Bechoros. We are on Daf Samach Amud Beis. May our learning be a merit. Lili Nishmas, Meira Chai, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom. Vastavin Mordechai Sheyichya. Okay, we're dealing with the laws of Rava. Rava had said Yatsu Shnayim Ba'asiri. Let's say two animals come out. Oh, no, it's okay. When two animals come out at 10th. So he's counting out the animals. Yavar Tachas HaShavet. He counted out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And then two animals burst out, and he calls them both Asiri. All right, so now we're going to have three different brisos. Tani Chada. The first brisa says, Yiru. Both of these animals need to pasture until they get a blemish. Okay, so what's going to happen then if they pasture until they get a blemish?
They can.
So Rashi says, once they get the blemish, you would be able to eat them once they have this mum. Okay, so that's one brisa. Tani Chada, second brisa said, the two animals come out, and this is very interesting, Yakrivu, you offer both of them. So you offer both of them. Rashi says here in the Rashi Ksav Yad, Yakrivu, you offer both of them as Karbanos Shlamin. So you know, really, the 10th is Maser Behema, the 11th is a Shlamin. But here we're both 10th and 11th, came out at once, and they were both called 10th. So really, one is Maser Behema, one is Shlamin. Both are brought as Shlamin. So the difference between a Shlamin and a Maser Behema is that a shlamim needs smicha, you have to lean on it. Shlamim needs to be accompanied with nesachim, with wine libations. And with the shlamim, you need to wave the chest and thigh, which you then give to the kohen. And in Meister, you don't need to do any of those things. So if you'd bring both of them as maaser behema, so then what is truly the 11th, you're not doing it the right way. You're not waving the chaz of ashok, you're not giving the chaz of ashok to a kohen. So therefore, you give the chaz of ashok to the kohen from both, and it ends up that the maaser behema is also giving a chaz of ashok to the kohen. All right, and opinion number three, the Tanya Yidach, the third brisa says, when you have these two animals jumping out at once, and you're calling both 10, Yamusu, since you can't bring them as a karban, you have to arrange for them to die. So let those two animals just die. So we have obviously a contradiction here. What do we do with the two animals? What's that?
Going back to the Mishnah?
The Mishnah? No, we're on the Gemara here. Bottom of Samach Amud Beis.
Rabbi, it couldn't be that two animals come out at the same time. Like the horse racing nowadays, you know, like one knows ahead of the other one, so it has to be a...
indeterminable.
They didn't have sensors.
Yeah, you know.
Take some questions.
That's true. The Gemara discussed that earlier. Efshel etzamtzum, can you be really precise about things? But yeah, the Gemara is assuming clearly that here you could be really precise about things. So again, to review, we're two lines before the bottom of Samach Amud Beis. Yatsu Shnayim Ba'asiri, if two animals come out for the 10th, Tanya Chada, one brisa says, Yiru, the animals pasture till they get a blemish. Tanya Chada, second brisa says, Yakrivu, the two animals are brought as Shlamim. Tanya Idach, a third brisa says, you can't bring them as shlamim, yamusu, they die. So it's a contradiction. Yep. So now the Gemara is going to try to resolve the contradiction. Suggestion number one. Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Ha, the Tanya Yiru, the brisa that says that the two animals need a pasture till they get a blemish. You can't offer them both as a shlamim. That's the view of the Rabbanan back in the Sechet Zvachim. The Amri who say, you're not allowed to do things that will make it more likely that a sacred object is going to end up not being treated right. So if you have a karban maaser behema, so maaser behema can be eaten by anybody, and you now take the chaz of a shok, the chest and the thigh, and you give it to a kohen. You know, the kohen might be getting lots of holy meat. Who knows? Maybe he's getting from karbanos shlamim, maybe he's getting from karbanos toda, maybe he's also getting from karbanos chatas. He may have a lot of meat. If you're giving it to him, you're giving it to a narrow group. Now he may not be able to eat it because he has so much other meat. And he is only one little stomach. How much can that stomach get? And you can't put into the stomach if it's achila gasa, if there's no appetite at all anymore and you're already full. It's not considered an act of eating. So by giving it to this narrow group, just to the kohanim, you're increasing the likelihood of it becoming nosar, of it being left over or not getting eaten. So according to one opinion, you're not allowed to do that. So here you have two animals. What are you going to do? You're going to treat them both as shlamim, and out of both you're going to give the chest and thigh to a kohen. That makes it more likely that there'll be a psul. So therefore they say, since you can't give it to the kohen, so you can't cause kadshim to possibly become burned when they shouldn't have to be done so. So therefore, they say you just have to wait until they get a blemish. Once they get a blemish, so now you can eat them, right? The maaser behema with a blemish, you can eat it straight up. And the shlamim with the blemish, you'll have to redeem. So you wait till the animals get blemished. When both of them are blemished, you take another animal and you say, whatever animal is the shlamim, this animal takes its place. That one will be brought as a shlamim, and both of these animals are now going to be eaten through the blemish. But that's the view of the first price.
But they were eaten by the owner.
Yeah, now they can be eaten by anybody.
No shlamim, Robert.
What's that? But if a shlamim gets a blemish, so now you redeem it. You take the holiness and put it onto a different animal. This animal now is a regular animal, is no longer holy, so now anybody can eat it.
I think if you take the holy from one animal to the other, both of them are holy.
Depends when, right? That's called tzmura. We're going to get to that soon. A new mesech. If you have a fully whole animal and you try to remove the holiness from the whole animal to another animal, then they're both holy. But here we're talking about an animal with a blemish. Once it has a blemish, then you can take off the residual sanctity and put it onto another animal. Okay, so now that we've answered Bryson number one. Bryson number one said when you have two animals coming out, a tenth and a ninth, and both are labeled tenth, you can't do anything. You just have to wait till they get blemished. All right, that makes sense. That's the view that you're not going to do things that would make it more likely that kachim get burned. That's why you can't treat them both as shlamim. All right, Hadatani, the second Bryson, it said yakriva. You offer both, and you treat them both as shlamim, so both have the same type of blood and insides being burned, and out of both you give the chest and thigh to the kohen. That's the view that disagrees and holds me being kachin lebeis apsul. You're allowed to do things with karbanos, even though that makes them more likely that they might become nosar. So you can now give the chaz of ishok to kohanim, even though maybe the kohen's going to have too much meat and he won't end up eating it. All right, but what about brisa number three? All right, so hadatani yakrivu. That's the view that mevi'in kachim lebei sapsol. Right, that's Reb Shimoni the Amar mevi'in kachim lebei sapsol. That's the view of Reb Shimoni who holds you can do things to a karban that make it more likely that it becomes nosar. What about brisa number three? Vahadatani, but this that we learned yamusu, that you have to let the two animals just die. What's that? The Gemara suggests like this. That is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. He, to Amar Taos Meiser Tzmura Havya. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who holds that when you made a mistake in the count, and you called the 11th animal mistakenly the 10th, The reason why it has a holiness, it's not the 10th, it's the 11th. Why does it have the holiness? Because it's a form of tmura. It's a form of trying to swap that which is holy for something else, make something else the one that's holy. And when you have tmuras maaser, kasavar abihuda, abihuda holds when you try to do tmura on maaser behema, you can't offer that one. But mesa, therefore it dies. And therefore, when you have two such animals, and you don't know which one is the tmuras maaser and which one is the regular maaser behema, so therefore, since one of them, the law is that it's supposed to die, you allow both of them to die because you don't know which one is which. That's what the Gemara suggests. So it's number one, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when you mislabel 11 as 10, it's considered a tmuras maaser. And number two, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda holds a tmuras maaser. Whatever is a tmuras maaser is mesa, just dies. That's how we're suggesting is the answer to the third brisa. So we have three brisas. If two animals come out at once and you label both 10th, brisa number one says you allow them to get a blemish. Brisa number two says you offer them as shlamim. Brisa number three says you make them die. What's the pshat in the three brisos? Brisa number one holds you can't treat kachim in a way that would make it more likely for it to be nosar. So that's why you can't offer the maaser behema and treat it as shlamim, because that would make certain meat more likely to become nosar. So therefore, brisa number one says you have to just wait till they all get blemished, and then you can eat it, you know, as chulin. Brisa number two said we are not worried that things might become nosar, so therefore you can offer both and treat them both as you would treat a shlamim. Brisa number three, which said that they both need to die, is the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that 11, which is mislabeled as 10, has the status of tmuras maaser behema. That's point number one. And point number two, tmuras maaser behema is supposed to die. Mm-hmm. Now you don't know which one is tmuras maaser behema, which one is not, so both of them have to die.
So which opinion is halacha now?
Which opinion is the halacha? I think it is this last opinion, I believe.
Write all this answer, Baruch.
And we pass in that Amy Vian cuts in the base of soul, that we're not allowed to do things that would make it more likely for a carbon to be nosa.
No refrigeration.
Give it to the Kohanim. That's why you have so many Kohanim gadols, you see.
Okay, so, yeah, question, Izzy.
No, Rabbi Yehuda has still opinion here. Why is saying ta'ud?
Correct. Good. No, not she'echol lecholot, it's tmurat maaser.
Ta'ut
b'minyan nechshav k'tmurat maaser. And number two, the tmurat maaser is not nechal, but it is, right, mumat. So now the Gemara asks, is that so? We are on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph at the fifth line. Ask the Gemara. Vikasav Rabbi Yehuda tmuras maaser mesa. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that whenever you have tmuras maaser, you have to put it to death? Vatnam b'lunt in the Mishnah. Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah says, they said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Ilu aya tmura, if 11 mislabeled as 10 as the status of tmura, lo haya karev, it would never have been able to be brought. Nechlaud Rabbi Yehuda Savar, apparently Rabbi Yehuda holds, it is karev, it is brought. V'chitim, if you're going to say what the way to read the Mishnah is like this, Rabbi Meir lemai desvira leikama. Rabbi Meir is saying like this, according to my opinion, 11 mislabeled as 10 is brought as a shlamim. So according to my opinion, it's clearly not a tzmura, because if it would be a tzmura, it would not be able to be brought. But that's not proving that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the tmura of maaser is brought. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds that 11 as the status of tmura, and it's not brought. You can't think that's what's going on here. Vatani, because we learned in a brisa. The brisa says like this, Ein bein achat asar lishlamin. There's no difference between 11 mislabeled as 10 and a regular karban shlamin. Ela shazeh osa kedusha likarev. A regular karban shlamin can create holiness in another animal, and that other animal will be brought. In other words, a regular karban shlamin that you do tzmur on it, you say, well, I'm changing this bigger animal or weaker animal in as a replacement of this karban shlamim. So you try to do tzmura, both of them are holy, both of them are brought. Vizeh, whereas 11 mislabeled as 10, ein osek dusha likarev, it doesn't have the ability to consecrate something else through the tzmura process for that other thing to be brought. And who's the author of this braisa? Divrei Reb Yehuda. This is the words of Reb Yehuda. So now let's listen to the language carefully. Kadosh likarev udalo avid. 11, which is mislabeled as 10, doesn't have the ability to make something else holy for it to be brought. Ha'ihu gufe karev, but 11 itself, mislabeled as 10, is brought. So you can't say that according to Yehuda, that 11 mislabeled as 10 is number one, tmuras meiser, number two, tmuras meiser is not brought. He himself holds that 11 mislabeled as 10 is brought. Oh, and another problem. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa in Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is the Medrash Halacha of the book of Vayikra. So it says over there, in this Medrash of laws derived from the book of Vayikra, we call it the Sifra. I'm sorry, we call it the Sifri. So it says there in the Medrash Halacha, the Tanya, we learned in a braisa. The verse says, "Im min habakar, if from the cattle." So the fact that it says about the shlamim, "Im, if from the cattle," so it's to include something else, which is also a shlam that you wouldn't have expected. The rabbis achar asur l'shlamim, that if you have a maser behema lineup and the 11th comes out and you mislabel 11 as 10, it's also a shlamim. Yachol shani marba afachi. Maybe I would say that if 9 comes out and you mislabel 9 as 10, that also is a shlamim. Amrit, so there's reasons to say not. V'chi hektish lefan of mekadesh ol ha'achar of mekadesh. When you do tzmura, can you do tzmura on something which is not yet holy? No. First it has to be holy, then you have to attempt to exchange it for something else, and both become holy. So it's first holy, then after it, it can make something else holy. But it can't make something else holy before. Before it became holy, it doesn't have the ability to make anything holy. So havi omer l'achav mekadesh. Things only are made, other things holy after them. Okay, so to here, 11, that which is after 10, also becomes a shlamim. And it says it's a shlamim. Sounds like it's brought. Now, stam sifra, when you have a sifra, without saying who it is, money, who is the source? You know it's Rabbi Yehuda. You know it's Rabbi Yehuda. So again, so it's as if the Brice is saying, Rabbi Yehuda says, from the words im and abakar, which is said about shlamim, we learn that 11 mischaracterized as 10 is also shlamim. The katani, that's what it's saying here in the sifra, im and abakar, l'rabas acharas, or l'shlamim. That includes the 11, and it has the status of shlamim. So if it has the status of shlamim, it's not that it's something we have to make die. It gets brought as a carbon shlamim. So now we're left with our question. What is the, or who is the opinion of Brisa number 3, that if you have two animals coming out at once, 10 and 11 are coming out at once, and you mislabel them as 10, both are called 10, that they both need to die? We wanted to say it's Rebbe Yehuda, who holds that 11 mislabeled as 10 is really a tzmuras maser. And it's Muras Maaser, Rabbi Yehuda holds, has to die. And since here, the two of them are mixed, the 10 and the 11 mislabeled as 10. So now they both die. But that doesn't work, because we have two brisos that say explicitly that according to Rabbi Yehuda, 11 mislabeled as 10 doesn't die. Maybe it doesn't have the ability to make something else a carbon, but it itself is brought as a carbon. Ella, so what are we going to do with this brisa? Ella Tirgema Rabbi Shimon Berebi Abba Hamed Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Berebi Abba Rabbi Shimon the son of Rabbi Abba explained Brisa number 3 in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Brisa number 3 says that if two animals jump out at once and they are mislabeled as 10, then they both need to die. That's been Maser Bizman Azaskinan. That Brisa was talking about Maser Behema in our days when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So again, we have three brises. Brisa number one says that the two animals jump out at once, so they both need, you need to wait till they get blemishes. Can't offer them as a carbon. Brisa number two says you offer both of them as a carbon. One is really Masabim and one is Shlamim. You don't know which one is which, so you treat them both as Shlamim. So the explanation of those two brises is the one that says you have to let them both get blemish, that's because he holds that Emevi and Kachin Lebeis Absol, you can't offer a Maser Behema and treat it as a Shlamim, because then you're increasing the likelihood of having Nosa. The Brisa that says that both can be brought and they're both treated as a Shlamim believes that Emevi and Kachin Lebeis Absol, it's okay. You can take a risk, the Kohanim will be careful, they won't make it Nosa. That's okay. Brisa number three that says that both of them need to die, it's because you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So if you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't offer it. So if you can't offer it, we don't want it sitting around. We don't want Karbanos sitting around. Because if a carbon's sitting around nowadays, someone's going to do me'ila. Someone's going to use it. Someone's going to take off some wool. Someone's going to work it. So we don't want animals sitting around. So they're really both holy. We don't want them sitting around. So we make them die. Umishum takala. The issue is because we don't want a stumbling block. Since we don't want a stumbling block, that's why we have to arrange for them to die, put them in a room, don't give them any food or drink, and just let them starve to death. Not natural causes. So now the Gemara asks, if that's the issue, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash nowadays, and therefore we don't want that which is holy to die, my iria trei. So why does the Brisa talk about when two animals come out at once, and they're both mislabeled 10, because one is 10 and one is really 11, but they're both called 10, and in that case they both need to die. You should tell me, even a case where you have them come, one animal came out, and it was correctly labeled as the 10th animal, since we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we don't want holy animals walking around, we have to make it die, even one. Even one should be this way. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Brisa is telling you, this is something I don't even need to tell you. Certainly, if there's only one that came out, we can tell him, listen, Yid, there's no Beis HaMikdash nowadays. We don't want the risk of misusing Kachim. And therefore, we're sorry. There's only one that came out. You have to let it go die. Why? The last leap say that's not such a big loss. I mean, there is a loss, because were he be able to let it pasture and get a blemish, he'd be able to eat it. So now he's not going to get to eat it. There is a loss, but it's just one animal that he's losing. Avultrei, but I would have thought if two animals come out at once, and now I'm going to tell him he has to let both animals die. Came in the Nefishib Seda. There is a major loss. So maybe then, he should say, listen, have Rachmanis on the farmer. Yeah. You're going to cause him to lose two animals. You know what? Appoint a mashgiach. Make sure he doesn't use the animal, and let it walk around till it gets a blemish, then he can eat it. So then I would say, l'shenu, let's let it wait, till it gets a blemish, v'lichlinu, then you can eat it. That's why kamash malan, that's the chiddush. That no, we're worried about takala, we're worried about stumbling blocks, and therefore we have to allow them to just die. That's opinion number three. Okay, that completes the discussion of the three brisos. Okay, now for the final sugya of Masechet Bechoros. Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash. Ha'omer l'shlucho, somebody tells an emissary, a friend, Tzev aser olai, go out and do meister behema for me. So you go gather my recently born animals, put them in a pen, count them out one by one, and consecrate every tenth with the red paint as maser behema. And what did this guy do? He made a mistake. He made a mistake. He messed it up. So, okay, shlucho kemoto, but what about when he's messing it up? So Rav Papi Mishmei the Rava Amara Papi, in the name of Rava, said, if Karalachi Asiri, if he calls the ninth tenth, that was his mistake. He was sent by me to go separate Maaser Behema for him, and he mislabeled ninth as tenth. So what have we been learning the last few days? If the ninth is mislabeled as tenth, it's partially holy. It's holy that you can't eat it until it gets a blemish, but it doesn't get brought as a carbon. So then if the Shliach did it, also Kadosh, it's partially holy, you can't eat it until it gets a blemish. However, if the mistake was that Lachada Sarasiri, he calls the 11th tenth. Now we've learned that if 11th is called 10th, then it's a Shlamim. But that not, Eino Kadosh, that doesn't take effect. Why? Because if the animals are shlamim, he messed up the owner. The owner now can't eat it. The owner can't eat all of it, right? He can't eat the chaz of the shok, which is given to the kohen. If the animal has the partial holiness of nine called ten, you just need to wait till it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, the owner can eat all of it. But if he's calling it a shlamim, so now you have to give chaz of the shok away, so that the owner can say, listen, I didn't appoint you to mess me up. I appointed you to help me out, not to mess me up. So that's the view of Rav Papi. However, Rav Papa said, Afilu karla chiya siri, even if the mistake was that he mislabeled 9 and called 9 10, Eino kadosh, it doesn't have the partial holiness of 9 called 10. So Amar lei, because the owner can say, listen, litzakuri shidarticha, I appointed you to help me. So if what you did help me, then the appointment was valid. The lo lavuti, I didn't appoint you to mess me up. That now I can't use the animal until it gets a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, I can eat it. That messed me up. So that I never appointed you to do. So now ask the Gemara. This is here, right? We have here an argument between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. According to Rav Papa, even when the mistake was calling 9-10, it doesn't work. According to Rav Papi, the mistake of calling 9-10 is not such a big mistake, so that does work. But the mistake of calling 11-10, that's a big mistake, that doesn't work. For that, he's not a shaliach. So the Gemara says, okay, this is an argument in regards to Maser Behema. Why is it any different from what we have in regards to Truma? It's not. Why is this any different from the law of Truma? We know that in Truma, there are really three types of standards for Truma. The normal standard for most people, Beinonis, is 2%, 1 out of 50. The very generous, though, give how much? 1 out of 40. And the stingy give how much? 1 out of 60. So why is it any different from the following Mishnah? A man tells the shaliach, go separate Truma on my behalf. So what should the shaliach do? Torem kedas balabayis. The shaliach should give it based on what the type of guy the balabayis is. If the balabayis is a guy who's normal, he should give 2%. If the balabayis is very generous, he should give 2.5%, 1 out of 40. If the balabayis is very stingy, he should give 1 out of 60. Now, im einu yodea da'ato shel balabayis, if the shaliach doesn't know what the balabayis is thinking, so Torah b'beinus, you should give 2%, 1 out of 50, echad min chamishim. What happens if he didn't do that? Piches asara, he gave 1 out of 40, and this balabayis is not super generous. Osef asara, the balabayis is regular, it's not super stingy, and he gave 1 out of 60. Chumaso chuma, the chuma is chuma. So why does that work? Why can't the balabayis say, I appointed you to help me, I didn't appoint you to mess me up, I didn't appoint you to give more than what I normally give? So the Gemara suggests an answer. Why is there a difference between Maaser Behema, when appointing someone to do Maaser Behema, if he makes mistakes, we say it doesn't work. Whereas in regards to appointing someone to give Truma, we said even if he makes mistakes, it all works. So Hamri, so they answered in the yeshiva, some in regards to Truma, even the Yikud Atarim Bayin Yafa, some give 1 out of 40, the Yikud Atarim Bayin Ra, some give 1 out of 60. Amar, the Shaliach can say, Lachim Titicha, I was making an assessment of the way you give. I thought you want to give 1 out of 40. I thought you want to give 1 out of 60. So therefore, since he was trying to do the right thing, he's just making a mistake in terms of what your ideas are, therefore it works. But how in regards to Maaser Behema, nobody wants 9 to be called 10. Nobody wants 11 to be called 10. It's not like some people have 9 called 10. Nobody wants that. So here it's Usu. Here he's making a mistake. So here, if he's making a mistake, it is different. Okay, we'll finish the last four words, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow night. What time tomorrow? For me, either time works. What time tomorrow, Chevra?
Some people want 8:30, but 7:30 will do it.
8 o'clock. All right, tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Looking forward at my house. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzak and Ishbaruch, and Zakosh Israel. Lefich Achirba Lem Toro, Mitzvah Shenema, Denoy Chafetz, Laman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Tarav Yadir.